The Magi come to worship the Lord with gifts that proclaim him as king, priest, and sacrificial lamb of God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you had found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had been seen, that had seen at its rising, preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was born. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, the church reflects on gifts, the gifts the Magi brought to start with. The gift of gold, worthy of a king, the gift of incense, frankincense, which a priest would use in offering gifts, the gift of myrrh, which was used to anoint dead bodies. So in these gifts, the Magi, the wise men from the east, the Gentiles, representing all of us, express the belief, or in symbolically anyway, that this baby is a king who will be a priest by offering himself. A king who will be a priest by offering himself. That's what those gifts signify. But maybe as we think about those gifts, it's a wonderful thing today for us to think about what gifts we would bring. What gifts do we bring today to the Lord in the manger? After all, it is his birthday. We celebrate. We receive gifts ourselves. We share gifts with one another in imitation of the gifts of the Magi. But what gifts do we bring to the Lord himself? Some years ago, there was a song written entitled "My Grown-Up Christmas List." Interesting little song in which the singer is purportedly singing to Santa Claus. And she says in the song, "Santa, I used to get on your lap and tell you all the things that I wanted. But now the things I really would want are different. Here's the things I would want today." And this is what she sings. "No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, that time would heal all hearts, that everyone would have a friend, that right would always win, and love would never end." Seems to me that those would be exactly the sorts of things that Christ would want us to bring him as gifts. That's what he would look for from us as gifts. So this morning we might ask ourselves, no more lives torn apart. Who do you know whose life is in shambles? What could you do for that person in honor of Christ? That wars would never start. Where do you know of a war in your own family, in your places of work? Discord, disharmony. What could you do to heal that? That time would heal all hearts. Whose heart is broken that you know? Could you help heal that heart? That everyone would have a friend. Who's lonely that you know? Who's isolated? Could you do something for that person? That right would always win. Do you stand up for the right? Do you confront evil where you see it? Or do you just go along to get along? And that love would never end. Are you and I a source of love for other people? Really working for the good of other people? See, those are the sorts of things that when we do them, we can offer as gifts to Christ. That's what he wants, those sorts of things. You know, I heard this little, and I conclude with this, this little idea, which I think is wonderful for, not just for children, but for adults. And the question is this: do you hang up a stocking for Jesus in your house? Hang up stockings, right? And of course, that practice of stocking, Christmas stockings, comes from the story of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas went to the homes of poor people and put money in their stockings, the stockings they wore, to help them. That's why we hang up stockings. But here's a question. Why not hang up a stocking for Jesus, even if you're an adult? And what you'd put in that stocking would be this. Everybody in the family would write a little note about what they intend to do for Christ during the coming year. Put it in an envelope. Seal it. These things that you would intend to do for Jesus, put them in the stocking. When you take the stockings down, everybody takes what they put in. Nobody knows what anybody else wrote. Take that little note, put it in your dresser drawer or something. Look at it a couple times during the year. Are you following through? Is the gift you brought to Jesus, are you following through on it day by day? Gifts, important. What gift do we bring to the Lord? May God bless you.